Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Today's podcast is about enchanting Guy Kawasaki. I never tire of hearing Guy Kawasaki speak, so his recent address at the NRF's Innovate 2011 conference was a delight to attend. He demonstrated a spirit of service and humility as he offered the audience the option of hearing a couple different presentations, and then indulged our urgings and delivered both of them with gusto. Guy speaks with a passion and authenticity that few professional speakers do, and he keeps his audiences laughing as he offers wise insights about business, marketing, and life. In a word, he enchants his audience, and so he's the perfect author for a book with Enchantment, The Art of Changing Hearts, Minds, and Actions, as its title. Here are the 10 points Guy highlighted from his book. Number one, achieve likability. No one has ever enchanted someone who wasn't likable. To become likable, there are a couple things you need to do. One, use a genuine smile. French physician Guillaume Duchesne identified two distinct types of smiles. A smile in which you contract both the zygomatic major muscle, which raises the corners of your mouth, and the orbicularis oculi muscle, which raises the cheeks and forms kind of crow's feet around your eyes, versus a smile which involves only the zygomatic major muscle. Many researchers believe the former, which they dub the Duchesne smile, indicates genuine emotion, since most people can't voluntarily contract the orbicularis oculi muscle, and Guy definitely practices what he preaches. Also, dress for a tie with the people you're meeting, also known kind of as equal dressing. And I love that Guy, a titan of an industry ruled by CEOs and hoodies and Chuck Taylors, preaches about dressing appropriately for your audience. And shake it. Guy presented a chart that has a formula with the perfect handshake. Go to my blog and check it out. Number two, be trustworthy. Trust is a sequence. It's not a chicken or egg thing. Trust others before they trust you. It's no surprise some of the most beloved companies, Amazon, Zappos, Nordstrom, have generous return policies. They trust their customers. Life is not a zero-sum game. Default to a yes attitude. Think, how can I help others? Number three, get ready. Do something. Create something great. Guy says, follow the DICE acronym of great products, D-I-C-E-E. Great products are deep. They have lots of features, like the Reef sandal with a bottle opener built in. Great products are intelligent. For example, the Panasonic flashlight, which can run on three types of batteries, or the Ford MyKey feature, which enables users to program the maximum speed for a car. Pretty useful for parents of teenagers. Great products are complete. They are created for the totality of the user experience. Think service, support, etc. Great products are elegant. They have an elegant user interface and brand messaging that's short, sweet, and swallowable. And great products are empowering. They enable people to be more productive, more creative. Also under Get Ready, conduct pre-mortems. Post-mortems are conducted too late. Everyone's emotional, people are scattered. Instead, before shipping your product, spend some time predicting all the possible reasons it could fail, and then eliminate those reasons. Number four, tell a story. Enough said there. Also, plant many seeds. With old-fashioned marketing, you used to have to suck it up to a select few oracles whose pronouncement on your product dictated its success or failure. With new marketing, you don't know who's going to make your product successful, so you have to plant many seeds. Guy sent his enchantment book to 1,500 bloggers, including Betty, the beauty blogger, because you never know. And use salient points. Talk about the things people care about. For example, instead of promoting how many gigabytes a music player has, talk about the number of songs you can load on it. Number five, overcome resistance. In fact, the more innovative your product, the more resistance you have to overcome. Here's how. Provide social proof. For example, the white cords of headphones drove the success of Apple's iPod because people could see proof that you owned a cool product. Find a bright spot. For example, Jerry Sternin went to Vietnam to address malnutrition. By examining the children who were larger and healthier than most, he discovered important differences in their eating habits and diet. So he helped spread the ways the better nourished families cooked and ate and achieved great success in the fight against malnutrition. And enchant all the influencers. For example, at the premiere of his movie, Justin Bieber's manager went out into the parking lot and gave tickets to a few fans. This goodwill gesture generated a lot of golden opportunities. Number six, endure and evolve. For example, while other musicians tried in vain to prevent piracy, the Grateful Dead actually sets aside a place at their concerts for people who want to record them. Leave it to a 50-year-old band to demonstrate the importance of adaptability. Also, invoke reciprocation. It's not about using money, it's about relationships. When you do something for someone and they thank you, be sure to say and respond with, "I know you would do the same for me." This tells them you're an honorable person, and it sets them up to pay you back someday. Build an ecosystem. To promote and distribute his book, Guy is creating an ecosystem of user groups, bloggers, resellers, etc. Present. Guy has some well-known advice for killer presentations. For example, pitches should follow the 10-20-30 rule. 10 slides maximum, 20 minutes, 30-point font size. Customize the introduction for your audience and sell your dream. Number eight, use technology. Technology should be used to provide information, insights, and assistance. Be aware of technology speed bumps, features like CAPTCHA, which frustrate the user and make it difficult to communicate with you. And use technology to engage fast, many, often. Fast, within 20 to 48 hours. Many, with a lot of people. Often, with frequency. In today's business environment, social media is core, not context. Use it. Number nine, enchant up, meaning how to enchant the people you work for. Number one, drop everything at once. Your boss is your customer. Again, a pretty refreshing contrast to the prevailing entitlement mentality of many from the digital generation, don't you think? Prototype fast. Guy says, don't worry, be crappy. It's okay to ship first, then test. And deliver bad news early. Never let a problem become a surprise. Just tell your boss what happened and then tell her what you're going to do to fix it. And number 10, enchant down. How to enchant people who work for you. Give them what they really want, M-A-P. M, mastery. Show them how you're increasing their skill set. A, autonomy. Give them freedom. P, purpose. Connect what they're doing to a greater cause. And suck it up. Be willing to do the dirty work. Never ask someone to do something you wouldn't do yourself. And finally, involve them. Guy crowdsourced the image of the cover of his book and got a butterfly named after him in the process. He closed his talk by proudly showing off the Kawasaki swallowtail. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at deniseleeyan.com. Take care and thanks again.